From the Sky News Centre at 10. Despite ending last week insisting he was going nowhere, Scotland's First Minister could resign as early as today ahead of two votes of no confidence this week. We understand Humza Yousaf's considering calling it quits later after his party's deal with the Greens broke down. To survive, he'd likely need support from the ALBA party led by rival Alex Salmond. Our Scotland correspondent Conor Gillies said that would come at a cost.
He was open to discussions, but he and his party, Ash Regan, would have a list of demands that would have to be met as the price for voting for Humza Yousaf in this key vote.
England rugby union international Billy Vunipola has been arrested following alleged violent incident at a bar in Mallorca. The Saracens player was reportedly tasered twice, with local media saying he became aggressive towards customers and security staff. People with depression and anxiety could have their benefits scrapped under proposals being considered by the government. The plans could mean the end of sufferers being supported with cash if they can't work because of their illness. Labour MP Ellie Reeves says if her party were in power, they'd focus on prevention.
Under Labour, we would put in place 8,500 new specialist mental health workers. We'd make sure that there is a mental health support worker in every school supporting young people.
Famous faces will protest outside Parliament later when MPs debate assisted dying laws. Some campaigners want it legalised, though critics fear vulnerable people could be pressured into it. More than 300 Border Force staff at Heathrow have stopped work at Terminals 2, 3, 4 and 5 until Friday in a strike against new roster plans. Their union claims around 250 people will lose their jobs. And one family nearly lost their pet cat because of its love of cardboard boxes. It was found trapped inside an Amazon parcel. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.